With me, Matthew Songmaker. Matthew's coming in today to talk about his newest release CD and where he's headed. And if you've never had the opportunity to see Matthew, you must live in a cave, because this is one very busy young man. He's all over Shasta County and the surrounding counties. Matthew, say hello to the KKRN audience.
Hello.
Yeah, Matthew, thanks for coming up, buddy.
And thank you.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of like a personal high for me, because years ago when I first came on to KKRN, I was doing a swap and sell show, and it was real popular for about the first 6 months, and then it started waning, the callers did. And so I started playing some local musicians, and George Fredson gave me, I think, your first CD with the Mount Messengers. That's when Jim Dyer was playing with mm-hmm. them then, you know, yeah. And you were living up in Shingletown. And so you were actually my first local musician.
Oh, wow.
And that program just kind of morphed into Locomotion with Shane. And so you have a little bit to do with my program, Matthew, and
that's
I appreciate
cool.
it. And
never knew that.
Yeah, yeah. And the first time I actually got to see you play was at one of the Heritage Day events up at Burney Falls.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be taking place again this Sunday. But yeah, that was really fun. And like I say, Matthew, he's such a busy guy. He plays a lot of the craft fairs around here. And gosh, if you've been in any of the craft fairs, you've had to hear Matthew in the background at some time of the day. He plays a lot of the convalescent homes and, gosh, just all kinds of gigs, Matthew. He plays with a lot of other musicians. I know he opened up for Clint Black, wasn't that right, Matt?
Yes, in July, earlier in July, I opened up for Clint at the Cascade Theater.
At the Cascade Theater, that's another local landmark. And yeah, you're going to become one of those too, I believe, in Matthew. Yeah, so Matthew, what's your latest endeavor here? What do you got going on that you come up to let us know about?
Well, I have a new CD coming out, and it's coming out a week from this Saturday, so on the 17th of October. And the release party is going to be at the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant from 8 to 10:30. And this CD is the first one where I played all the instruments and did all the vocals myself. So it's what I call a one-man band album.
Oh, that is really unique. And so how many different kind of instruments are you playing on these?
Well, let's see. I've got the fiddle, the mandolin, guitar, the bass, the banjo, and the saxophone.
Now, how are you going to do that in a live performance? That's something I'll pay money to see that.
Well, I have my band, the December Bicyclists, playing with me, and and they're really good musicians, local musicians from the North State here.
I got an opportunity to see them play with you too. What's the name of the your other members in the December Bicyclists?
We have Eric Hall from Anderson, and he's the best bass player that I know. And also Andre Schutz, who plays guitar and mandolin. And joining us for the first time is Lloyd Regg from Manton.
Oh, right. Yeah, you've Lloyd, he's with the Old Time Fiddlers Association.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays with a lot of group. And Lloyd playing the guitar with
yeah, them? Guitar yeah. and doing a little vocals.
All right. And and Lloyd's going to sing too. Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Lloyd, he's a fun guy to watch. He's a great guy. Lloyd from Manton, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the people you play with are local folks. That's what that's what makes up a really neat little band, having community members from all different parts of our little area here, and you put them together, and you guys make great music together. And I know that that you also play with other people, like, back here in July when we had the Manton Music Festival, the first annual.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did you play with your group, but several of the other, I think Rock Ridge, you played
yeah,
with Rock Ridge
they invited
and Reckoning.
To,
and
they Rock Ridge invited me to play with them on initially started off as just one song, but then they discovered they had extra time to play, so they just told me to stay up there.
Yeah, that was
That
was a fun little gig there.
Yeah.
I hope to do that again next year. Well, Matthew, what do you say we give these people a little taste of your new CD?
Sure.
And what was the name of the CD?
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
And the title track, of course, is Blue Sky.
All right. How appropriate, huh? Well, Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane and with Matthew Songmaker. And here is his first title track off of a Blue Sky CD. Going to be released next Saturday. And thanks, Matthew, for coming in and giving KKRN listeners a little preview of this.
That's well, thank really you. Exciting. Glad to be back up here.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, we'll be back with Matthew after this. Live with Matthew Songmaker, KKRN Studios up here on Round Mountain. You're listening to Locomotion with Shane, and that was the first track off of Matthew's new CD, Blue Skies. Is that right, Matthew?
Yeah, Blue Sky.
I like that. And while I was sitting here listening to that, it just blows my mind that one person can make that kind of good music. And let's just talk a little bit about how you made this CD all by yourself.
That first one there, that was a song called I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. And I found this website a few months ago called Toneway. And it has this huge list in alphabetical order of public domain songs. And so that means I could mess with it, tweak it, make it my own song, you know, because it's public domain and I can put it on a CD and not have to worry about copyright and so forth. So that's how I chose most of my songs, and also a lot of the songs on the album are original songs that I've written, including the title track, which is Blue Sky.
Oh, that for this first song that we just heard, that's one of your originals, right?
No, that was an old, song. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that I Ain't Gonna Work No More?
Or I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like good advice. I ain't gonna do that either. So you mixed this all together, played all the instruments by yourself, mixed it, mastered it, I guess. So
kinda,
speak.
And also some of the artwork on the CD, on the cover and on the CD, I did too.
Oh right, yeah. Golly, this is a one man band thing, isn't it? And, so now, did you have to have special equipment? Did you go in the studio to do this?
No, I did all this in my dad's bedroom.
That's awesome. I was talking to Dad about that. You know, we're older folks, and we remember a time when the musicians had to go camp out in the studio for weeks on end and stay there until the CD was done. But not so. This is something you can put together over time.
And, and it's taken a little while. I can usually, if it's a song where it involves all the instruments, so five, and then with the vocals and everything, usually takes me about 3 days. If I'm really sweating bullets over it, I can do it in 3 days.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. So, and you've got, how many songs are going to be on this new release?
A dozen, 12 songs.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's really great. And are there all most original, or you got a mix of
a lot of them are originals and traditional songs. Yeah. Because to make sure that, so we're on a budget, you know. So we got...
There's always that money thing, isn't
there? Yeah. So we got old-time traditional songs at public domain and then original songs on there.
That's really cool that, you know, that's something that people need to realize, too, is when they're using someone else's song, they got to remember that the musician does have rights to that song. And you just got to pay attention to that. Just like someone that likes your music and wants to do a cover of it, they got to get a hold of you, don't they, and get your permission. Yeah. So do I need to do that? Do I get permission to play this CD?
Oh, yeah, of course, for sure.
Thanks, Matthew. You're so kind, man. Well, that is just real encouraging, I would think, to these younger musicians, because going into a recording studio can be quite expensive, and this CD just sounds quality. And you say that you just kind of did it on the fly. Did you have to have special kind of editing equipment, or just...
Well, I have a program on my computer, just freeware. It's called Audacity.
Oh, yeah, that's free, yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy to work with the basic things. And I have this thing my dad and I call it the Magic Box. And what it is this company named Zoom, they make a lot of recording equipment. And about a year ago, I'd say, we got this... And it's called the Zoom H4N, and you can record four tracks on it, or you can hook it up to live sound as well and record live. So I kind of did that at home. I hooked it up to my live sound equipment and just recorded it that way, so then I had options of what microphone to use and so forth.
Well, that's really cool, and gosh, you say... I'd like to have you come over and show me how to do all this. It's too hard for me to figure out on my own. It sounds like you got it down pat, Matt. Well, let's let our audience listen to another song here on track two of this demo you brought in, Blue Sky. And you want to tell us about the song? And
yeah, let me try to think. Because the CD I gave you there was just, I just kind of threw it on and burned it.
So well, we
trying
can listen
to
it,
remember we'll what yeah. the second
well, let's
song
just
is.
Listen to it, and then we'll come back and talk about it. How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay, that's easy money. All right, well, here he is, and Matthew Songmaker and his one-man band CD. And while you're listening to this, just keep remembering that this is all Matthew, which makes it very unique and very special. And thanks for coming up, Matthew. Here he is, song number two.
To the Lord for peace. Let him touch your heart and your soul. Let him be with you each day. So you never, ever have to be alone. Single care, but the Lord came to me one day, and he said, son, you better listen here. Look to me for peace. Let me touch your heart and your soul. Let me be with you each day, so you never ever have to be alone. So much that we can't bear, but we can make it change. by giving to others like the Lord would share. Look to the Lord for peace. Let Him touch your heart and your soul. Let Him be with you each day, so you never ever have to be alone. Your heart and your soul, let Him be with you each day, so you never ever have to be alone. Look to the Lord for peace. Let Him touch your heart and your soul. Let Him be with you each day, so you never ever have to be alone. Let Him be with you each day, so you never ever have to be alone.
All right, there was a good traditional old bluegrass, I guess a bluegrass, southern gospel song, huh?
That was one I wrote.
Oh, wait, here we go. Let me tune you up. There you go.
Okay. Sorry, <buddy. laughs> That's all right. That was a gospel tune that I wrote.
Oh!
Special for this CD because I was trying to pull in more original stuff that was more bluegrass sounding. And so I came up with this and I wrote it. And it's called Look to the Lord.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, do you have a religious background or a church background, so to speak? I don't want to
say
religion.
Yeah, I do. Our family is, my dad, when he was younger, he was born and raised a Catholic, you know. And then, I always tell people, when he was younger, he was a Catholic, and he has a PhD in philosophy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always interesting, huh? Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, the two put together gives him a real open mind, which I like, and I have, too. I'm pretty open-minded about everything.
Yeah, well, I think that's the way you have to be when you have a relationship with the Lord, is open-minded. Otherwise, you're just religious.
Yeah. There you go.
There is that difference there, isn't it?
And, yeah.
Well, that's really great. That old-time gospel, that's the ones that really touches me and... I'm glad to hear that. That's one that you wrote, Matthew. I'll have to learn that one.
I'm also thinking about doing a straight gospel album too, eventually. But right now, I'm trying to concentrate mostly on finishing this.
Yeah,
this
one
album.
Project at a time, huh?
Yeah,
that's great. So next Saturday is going to be your the kickoff and the CD release party, and let folks know that it's at the Vintage Wine Bar. And that's located at 1790 Market Street there in downtown Reading. And
it's right across the street from the Cascade Theater.
That's right. That's
and
a great location.
All ages are welcome.
All
ages are welcome there.
And, you know, I think for an event like that, they might want to call for reservations.
Yes, I'd say so, yeah. So then they're not way back there, you know.
Yeah, I know.
By the stage.
I know from past events when I've seen you that you're quite popular with a variety of age groups.
Yeah.
I've seen the young girls and the old girls flock on you after stage, which is a nice testimony. It's just not the...
I don't see
them. Yeah, you do. Well, anyhow. don't want to get you red-faced, Matthew. Well, let's talk a little bit about your music history, Matthew. Did you grow up in a music family?
Yes, my dad... I do remember my dad playing the guitar and harmonica, and I remember him being... quite good at it too, and that certainly helped. And he listens to a lot of older music, and me growing up I also listened to it, like folks like Buddy Holly and Big Bopper and Fats Domino, all the rock and roll kind of stuff. And I really like that, and I still play it, and I listen to it a lot as well. But my music really got going when I lived in Shingletown. Starting in the second grade, they had a after-school program for fiddlers. So I joined that, and that's where I got started, was at Black Butte School in Shingletown.
Well, that's great. That's is it like a testimony for the schools and keeping music programs alive? And,
very important, yes.
And gosh, that just seems like a great time to drop in here. That I know that you've taught in Manton School.
Mm-hmm, for the Manton After School Program.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, for the Manton After School Program every Monday. I have quite a few students, and it's real good for the kids there, and I know it helps with their schooling in general, too.
Are you still doing that?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow, yeah. Awesome. Wow, you've been doing that for a while then.
Yeah.
And didn't you teach at Shasta College for a while? Or?
No, I didn't. I am part of the orchestra.
Oh, that,
The Youth Symphony, head of the second section, and that's going real well. I wish I was good enough to teach at Shasta College. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. But, what instrument do you play in the symphony?
The violin. It's a violin then, it's a fiddle all the other days.
Is that right? Is it the same instrument you pack around, or you just give it a different name?
It's the same. Give it a different name. Yeah. They're the same instrument. I like to say it's the attitude in the person playing it.
Is that right? You put on a suit and it's a violin, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right then. That's so very interesting that you keep your fingers in different kind of genres like that, gospel, bluegrass, the symphony. Really rounded person, Matthew. And gosh, you've only been playing the banjo for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, about a little over 2 years.
Is it? Yeah, golly, you couldn't tell that by the way you picked that thing. And did you start playing the saxophone too?
I started the saxophone about 2 years after I started the violin, but I've always been mostly a string person.
Yeah.
So after I started homeschooling, I didn't pick up the saxophone as much because I mostly played the saxophone with the junior high school band.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun, huh? The high school bands. Well, Matthew, teacher and songmaker, today, actually, after Local Motion Machine, Matthew's going over to one of our local schools up here in Montgomery Creek School. He's going to be giving a little assembly over there, and I just think it's really cool how you coordinated teaching the young kids up here the same day you came up on Locomotion. And I know they're excited over there. I know them kids are probably just waiting for this program to get over so they can have you over there. That's really cool. Well, I think it's about time we heard another song here. I'm going to go ahead and play it, and we'll come back and talk to Matthew about it. Okay. I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Locomotion Machine. We are a community radio station. We are funded by your listening dollars. You can go to kkrn.org anytime. That's our homepage. And if you, on the front of the homepage there, there's a donate tab, and you can click on that. It'll take you to a safe and secure site, and you can choose when to give money and how much to give. And always remember, no amount too small, no amount too large. All right, here he is, Matthew Songmaker. We'll be back to talk to Matthew right after this song.
I wish I was in London or some other seaport town. Set my foot on a steamboat and sail the ocean round. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, I think of Handsome Molly wherever she may be. Last Sunday she passed me right on by. You could tell her mind was changing by the roving of her eye. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, I think of Handsome Molly wherever she may be. Shone like the lilies out in the morning glow. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, I think of Handsome Molly wherever she may be. your man. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, thinking of some Molly wherever she may be. Promise, go marry who you please. My poor heart is breaking and you're going at your ease. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, thinking of some Molly wherever she may be. I wish I was in London or some other seaport town. Set my foot on a steamboat and sail the ocean around. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, I think of Aunt Molly wherever she may be. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, think of Aunt Molly wherever she may be.
Okay, we're back live. Locomotion Machine, Matthew, songmaker in the studio with me, and I was enjoying that music and almost forgot to come back on air there. I want to thank you all for coming back in and sharing your lunch hour with Matthew and myself. Matthew, songmaker, he's going to be having a new recording coming out. It's going to be coming out next Saturday, but Matthew came up here today to give us a little preview of it, and I want to thank you for doing so, Matthew.
Of course, yeah, my pleasure. This is great.
Let's talk about a little bit about some of your upcoming performances. Like, once again, on the 17th, you're going to be at the Vintage Wine Bar.
Mm-hmm. CD release party there.
But that starts at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, you're probably going to want to call them for reservations. You can call them at 229-9449. Because that might be... A sold-out event there, and it is a free event.
It is, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But...
But I recommend buying some of their food, and I hear the wine's good.
that's right, Matthew. I love that. In case you didn't know, Matthew is a young man. Or what are you, almost 16?
I'm 16 now.
You did hit that number. All right, good buddy. All right, well then, let's see. That's October 17th, and November 6th. You're going to be at the Patrick Ranch Museum in Chico with the Dinner with the Farmers.
Mm-hmm. I love the Patrick Ranch Museum. I've played there quite a few times over past couple of years. And they always have their Harvest Festival, too, and I've done that quite a few times as well. And also a gig that isn't on there quite yet, because I just got that confirmed recently, is a opening for Chad Bushnell, a local... local musician, on the 24th of October at the Lassen Steakhouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is what I'm looking at here.
Oh, it's on there. Wait, it's October.
Oh, it's in October you're doing it at the Lassen Steakhouse. Oh, hey, that's this month.
Yeah.
And what was the date for that, the 24th?
That's the 24th, and it looks like it might be on the gig page wrong.
Yeah, it is. So, well, folks can't. Matthew does have a page that you can go to. It's a... What is that, MatthewSongmaker.com?
Yeah, .com.
That's an easy one there. MatthewSongmaker.com, all one word, huh?
We got to fix that mistake. No.
Okay, I'm glad we caught that, yeah. Matthew's gig page says he's having it in November, but actually it's in
October. And the 24th.
But it is going to be at Lassen Steakhouse.
Yes.
And that is in Vina. Yeah. And Chad Bushnell, he's a country western singer out of Red Bluff, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, and he's a real nice guy, a good musician, and I haven't had a chance to play with him, and he actually asked me to play with him on his third set there, play some fiddle.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay, great to see. And then is this, you got a couple gigs going on in November. I'm just going to send people over to your webpage so they can see that, Matthew. And,
oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, if you come to... any of my gigs, we also are starting a mailing list now. So if you really want to stay updated on the gigs, sign up for that mailing list at any gig of mine.
Yeah, and you can also pick up some merchandise.
Yes.
At Matthew's Gigs. And you can also get a link to how you can get some of Matthew's t-shirts and music and hats and stuff to help support Matthew, you know.
These, yeah. And also, if you like a Matthew Songmaker music on Facebook, you also will stay updated on there as well. I'll post gigs and so forth on there as well.
Oh, yeah, that's great here. You have a pretty freshly updated webpage here, because I see it does say you're 16 years old.
Yes, that's thanks to my dad, the computer whiz.
All right. Yes. You got your own tech crew working for you, huh? That's cool. And let's see. I also see here it says something about your background, your ethnic background. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm Native Alaskan, and that's where my name Songmaker comes from. The actual original name is Aglakti, which is slightly hard to pronounce, and it actually translates to Songmaker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How interesting. I've wondered about that. So Songmaker is not just a stage name, it's just a...
Native American name.
Native American name. And that was the Inuit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up there in... is that in the Aleutian Islands up in Alaska?
Or? No, the ancestors come from St. Michael, Alaska.
Oh, like, yeah.
Moved down to Haines.
Gosh, that's great. I think you're the only musician I know that has some Alaska background. That's cool.
There aren't very many Native Alaskans in this area. I think I've met about two others.
Yeah.
And one of them, I don't even know, he came running up to me in Winko when we were shopping. And
he
was a total stranger. He said, "Are you Native Alaskan?" And I just happened to be Native Alaskan.
Oh, how about that? And that is something special. And that was Winco here in Redding?
Yeah, in Redding, yeah.
Yeah, of all places. It is a small little world. Matthew, we got a half hour left here. We got three songs left on this demo. You want to do another demo, or you want to do a live song?
Yeah, why don't I play a song for you guys? This one isn't on the album. Let it say it's a Bob Dylan song, and I really like Bob Dylan, even though he has a funky voice.
Well, you know, that makes me think of something that... you were talking earlier about maybe in the future doing an all-gospel album and also liking Bob Dylan. There was another singer-songwriter that liked Bob Dylan and did gospel songs, Johnny Cash.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
yeah, he really promoted Bob Dylan when nobody else would. And so you're in good company, Matthew. Okay, well, here's an exclusive of Matthew Songmaker, Locomotion with Shane. Matthew, hit it anytime you want, bud.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. If you go when the snowflakes storm and the rivers freeze and summer ends, see for me she wears a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. For me, that her hair's hanging long as it curls and falls down on her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging long
That's the way I remember her best. If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the wind hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
All right, how beautiful. Matthew Songmaker and doing a Bob Dylan cover. And you're hearing it exclusively here on KKRN. Thanks for coming up and sharing your talents with the Locomotion audience, Matthew.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Gosh, I just feel very special having a private audience with you. This is real special. I wish we could have you up on TV here doing this. Let's tell people how they can go about getting some of your music, Matthew.
Oh, yes. Well, my dad and I have recently started working on trying to get music up onto the website. But the main part of my music recorded has so far just been for the album. And I want to make sure we sell a few CDs, so I don't want to put all the music onto the website yet. But still trying to build up more and more music, not just bluegrass, but also a gospel and country. And I also have quite a few more alternative originals that I have written, too.
Looking forward to get some of those future endeavors you got going on. I know that you also help collaborate with other musicians up here. I had Janie Seeger and Diane Blaylock in the studio a couple of weeks ago, and you helped them with their newly released Praise His Name CD.
Yes, I did. I played some fiddle and some mandolin guitar and some banjo on that.
Yeah, that was really surprising. And that was also recorded at After Hour Recording Studios.
Yes, there in Bruce's. Bruce Turgeon's, yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Turgeon. He does so much for the local musicians up here. And
he does. He's a real nice guy. And I've my first CD I did with Bruce with my very first band, the Mountain Messengers. And I still have that, too. Still have a lot of those left. So maybe we can sell some of those, too. I know I've had some people buy it and thinking it's going to be worth something one day. I'm not sure.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. Is that your Middle of Nowhere CD?
No, that's one actually before that one. But the Middle of Nowhere one, I did that also with the Mountain Messengers, my first group. I don't know how long ago that was. A couple of years.
Yeah. Honest Music. You got an Honest Music CD.
Yeah, that was my very first one.
That's the one that I first played was the Honest Music CD. Yeah. And gosh, let's see.
I've gotten a bit bigger since.
Yeah, just a little bit. That's
in hair weight.
Yeah, hair weight, that's good. You know, I see that some of the Mountain Messengers, they change from CD to CD. And it's just the Mountain Messengers, they're just whoever's available from the old-time fiddlers, isn't that right?
Yeah, and that was the old group. Now I'm mostly this group called the December Bicyclist is my newest thing, and that's not super new. Actually, originally started just about a year ago. We came up with that name just to pull, you know, who's ever available and get them to play with me and so forth.
Yeah, the December that's a tough one for me.
Bicyclists.
There you go. Thanks, brother. Yeah. How'd you come up with that name? That's an unusual name.
Well, I believe when we were first trying to come up with another name, Dad was going through photos, and he'd taken this really neat photo of when we lived in Shingletown. My neighbors, they had a couple kids, and one of them left their bicycle out, and it was like December. So, and it had snow on it, but it wasn't totally covered. We hadn't had like 5-6 feet of snow yet. And so you could still see the bicycle, but it was covered up with some snow. And he got a really good picture of that, and we saw that and just kind of came to us in a way, December Bicyclists.
That's pretty unique. So people want to get a hold of you to contact for information about your music and or to set up a gig for you. You do private
gigs? Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. Let's let them know how they can get a hold of you.
Well, you can go to the website and get the email. I believe the email is on there, and which is I believe it's Caleb.
Correct.
C-A-L-E-B, just Caleb, and then Songmaker, and that's my dad, CalebSongmaker@Outlook.com.
That's a pretty easy one. CalebSongmaker@Outlook.com. If anybody out there misses that, they can always get a hold of me and Shane@KKRN.org, and I'll give you that information. CalebSongmaker@Outlook.com for gigs and info on Matthew. And
you can also get a hold of us via Facebook, too.
Oh, that's right. Facebook page. That's a pretty strong media outlet anymore. It's tough for older guys like me, but you young guys, you know how to utilize that. And it's a great source of information for you, especially when you're starting out and get your information out there. Well, I'm going to play another song off of here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're going to play track number 4 on this demo CD that Matthew brought in. It's going to be some of the songs that's coming off his soon-to-be-released recording. It's going to be next Saturday. It's going to be his first CD party, release party for this CD. Matthew, tell us about that.
It's October 17th, which is a week from tomorrow, at the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant. I actually have some good friends of mine, some special guests that are going to play a few tunes as well, so the other guys have a chance to take a break. And but I'm going to continue playing with them, which is really cool. I love not taking breaks. I honestly do.
Yeah, you can do that when you're a young fella, I guess, huh?
And they're called the Whispering Willows, and they go to Foothill High School, Madeline West and Erica Thompson, and they're special guests. And so they're going to be there. And it's from 8 to 10:30 at the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant, which is right across the street from the Cascade Theater.
Yeah, right on Market Street there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, let's get into this song there, and we'll come back and talk to Matthew about it. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. Here's Matthew Songmaker. Okay, we're back live in the studio with Matthew, and We're just sitting here having a good old time, and I'm glad you joined us here, Matthew. Thanks for coming up today. And
Glad to be here.
Yeah, giving everybody a little sneak preview about your new CD release, and I've been told that we're going to get one here at KKRN for Studio Library, so yeah, we're going to be hearing more of this new CD. I'll be playing some of it next Friday. Hopefully, we can get one here by then. And
yeah,
if not, in future Locomotion shows, we're always glad to put up these local talent, especially these young people. I can take the opportunity to let family and friends of musicians know that you can have your music put up here on KKRN. Just simply send it to me here at KKRN. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 188. That's in Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also find all that information at our KKRN.org webpage. Just scroll down the page till you find the program schedule and click on Locomotion, and it'll take you to the archive page where this program and past programs will be archived, so you can listen to it at your convenience and pleasure. Matthew's show today will be archived. I'll probably get that up tomorrow. So if your friends or family didn't get a chance to hear Matthew's preview here of his new CD, which is called Blue Skies, I'm glad that's an easy one for me to remember. I just got to look out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Matthew's going to be releasing that CD next Saturday at the Vintage Wine Bar. You're going to want to make reservations for that one. That's the Vintage Wine Bar on Market Street in Reading. And
all ages are welcome.
All ages are welcome, even though it is a dinner and wine bar.
Yeah.
There's
no hard liquor, so.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. It gets more complicated than that, but that's the main point.
Yeah.
I believe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that's great that people of all ages. I know the young kids just love watching Matthew because, he's still a young man himself, and they can really relate to him. And I think that's why, the young kids just are fascinated by you. When I've been to Oak Run School before when you've come and played and talked about the instruments and about yourself, and the kids are just mesmerized.
And I know that definitely helps me when I teach at the Manton School, or I have quite a few students that are my age that I teach privately as well.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Gosh, that is so cool. How do you have time to do anything else besides music?
No.
No, that's your life, isn't it?
But I have to stay up till about, midnight, 1 o'clock to get some studying.
Yeah, I know. Do you go to traditional school? Or are you in homeschooling?
I'm homeschooled, and I right now I mostly go to Shasta College.
Yeah.
About 70-80% of my schooling's at Shasta College right now.
Is that traditional schooling you're taking, or are you taking college courses?
It's college courses. It counts for my college and my high school.
All right. Hey, that's a smart way to go. So you're going to start college as a senior, huh?
Yeah, junior.
Junior.
Wow. Yeah, because my birthday is early in the year, so I didn't fail a grade and have to redo. My birthday is early in the year.
Are you going for a certain major, or what's your aspirations in that education field?
At the moment, I'm just trying to get my general education, but once I know I'm definitely going to do music, that's for sure, as my major. But specifically what, teaching or something, I still have to pick and choose there.
All right, yeah. Well, gosh, you're already a teacher. I think that just kind of is going to become natural for you. You just need the piece of paper that says you are, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
To get the big bucks, I don't know. All right, well, we got about 10 minutes left here on Locomotion Machine, and got two more songs of Matthew's. That he's brought in a demo off of his new CD, Blue Skies. We're going to go ahead and listen to another one, then we'll be back to talk to Matthew. And I want to thank everybody for spending an hour with us. And let's just get to the music.
So I'm certain. You're changing like the weather every day. One night we're in love, the next I'm hurting. Your crazy heart is driving me insane. Crazy heart, I wish I didn't love you. And I could turn around and walk away. I've only got a half a mind to leave you. Your crazy heart is driving me insane. Promises you've made. How can everything feel right and then go so wrong? Your crazy heart is driving me insane. Crazy heart, I wish I didn't love you. And I could turn around and walk away. I've only got a half a mind to leave you. Your crazy heart is driving me insane.
All right, we're back in the studio live with Matthew Songmaker. And Matthew, I was going to ask you, we talked about your music background. Let's talk a little bit about your musical instruments. Do you have a, like your guitar, do you have a favorite kind of guitar, brand of guitar, or a fiddle? Or?
Well, right now I'm actually using a guitar that my friend Eldon Williams, who's a real good country singer, he is kind of a permanent loan thing right now. And yeah. It's an Alvarez from 84, 1984. So it has really nice sound quality, but to me it doesn't matter what the name is or what it looks like as long as it sounds good. I haven't really gone into like a music store or anything and picked up an instrument just because of the name.
Yeah,
I used to just pick it up. I don't care what it looks like. If it sounds good, I like it. You know?
That's right. I think that's how it ought to be too. Yeah, not just by the name. Now, what was the gentleman's name that gave you the guitar?
Eldon Williams.
And is he the gentleman from out there, Divina Monastery?
He's actually the cantor at St. Joseph's.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah the cantor. That's a... That's a
pretty big job.
Yeah.
Been doing it for a long time, too.
Wow, that's really cool. And evidently, he's a music man, huh?
He is. He's a really good vocalist. And you can just name about any old country song, and he'll know it.
That's cool, yeah. Now, how about that fiddle of yours, Hurt?
Yeah,
the fiddle.
My fiddle? Yeah, I have a bunch of autographs on my fiddle from folks like Old Crow Medicine Show when they came to the Cascade a while back. I got their autographs, all seven of them.
Oh, wow, that's
and,
really great.
Also, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, when they played at the State Theater.
Yeah, they're in Red Bluff, huh?
Yeah, I got their autographs as well. And also a good friend of mine who's an absolutely amazing singer-songwriter, Rita Hoskins.
Oh, that's right. You know, it's so funny that you bring her up. She's got a new CD coming out.
She does as well, yes.
And I've been looking in my mailbox every day waiting for it. when I put up... on my Facebook page about you coming to the program, Rita Hoskins is one of the people that liked it. So
yeah, that's good.
Rita's following you and evidently our program here. So yeah, I'm really excited. Rita's going to be here in, I believe it's in February.
That's great. I got to make sure. Because I don't get to see her very often because she lives down.
I know. She's a busy gal, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she is one of our local natives here. Rita grew up right here in Montgomery Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got a lot of local songs about that. I'm gonna spoiler alert, I'm gonna send something off to Rita, see if I can't get her to come up here with me. But she's, like I say, she's a busy gal. I'm looking on Oak Songs music Oh, she's coming in February. That's
February.
What I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, cool. Yeah, that's we're cool. Going to look for it. We'll talk more about that on Locomotion when that date shows up. And So, Rita Hosking. That's cool. I'd like to get you and Rita together.
Yeah, I've played with her. I remember we did this really small birthday party way out in Manton, like in the middle of nowhere. And yeah. And I opened for her, and when she got playing, she asked me to play a couple tunes with her, so I did. That was one time I got to play with her. That was really fun. And I've seen her perform one other time after that at the Father's Day Bluegrass Festival.
Oh, in Grass Valley. In Strawberry?
Yeah, Grass Valley.
Oh,
yeah.
Grass Valley, yeah.
Yeah. And right. So I got to see her perform there, and got one of her CDs. And
all right, well. You know, we got about enough time to play this last track, and this is the title track off of your Blue Sky CD. Is that right, Matthew?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I just want to remind folks that you are listening to Locomotion with Shane, and we're live in the studio with Matthew Songmaker, and we're listening to some of the previews of this new CD that Matthew is going to be releasing next Saturday at the Vintage Wine Bar, 1790 Market Street in Reading. And what was the name of the group, Matthew, that's going to be playing? The Willows?
Yeah, the Whispering Willows are they're going to play some, but it will be mostly the December Bicyclists.
All right, then. We look forward to that. And, Matthew, we're just going to go out with this song today. Why don't you take the opportunity now to say your goodbyes and kudos to everybody?
Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for having me, Shane. It's been a mighty fine pleasure to be back up here. I haven't been this far north in quite a while.
I know. People think we're so far out of Reading, but you know, we're only about 25, 30 minutes out of Reading. Right. Thanks for coming up, Matthew. Thanks for taking the drive. And I know the kids over at Montgomery Creek School are chomping at the bit for you to show up there. So here's the title track off of Matthew's Blue Sky CD, and this is called Blue Sky. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. Geezer Rocks coming up after Locomotion. Thanks again, Matthew.
Sweet sound, they must be heard, for the Lord himself brought the gift to this world. And I know it's our job to play in the church. Shining through my door, I will take a big leap into the arms of my Lord. I will feel his warm and loving home, and I'll bid farewell to the world I once roamed.
KRN
is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State with universal topics too. Found online at anewscafe.com.
Programming on KKRN Community Radio is brought to you in part by Les Schwab Tires in Burney. Les Schwab is an independent tire dealer in business since 1952. Les Schwab in Burney offers tires, brakes, alignments,